There's no question that Cleveland is a city of passion. It's a city that loves its history and basks in the brightness of its future. It's a city that's committed to progress on every level. And you only need to meet one person from Cleveland to know that nothing else brings out their passion like game days. The pulse of the city quickens. It becomes more alive, more aware. And for a fan of the Cleveland Browns, it all starts with the road to the draft.
Okay, 10 days ago, we were at the stadium and we announced we were making changes in the Browns organization. And we announced that we would set off on a coaching search. But we got the right guy for the Cleveland Browns.
Thank you all for being here. What an exciting time. And I'm so excited to be here and to work with all of you and to get to know all of you. And we have a lot of work to do. I think we all understand that, but we're going to chase greatness here, that's for sure.
Collectively, in terms of across the organization, we want to turn over and create every competitive advantage we can. So we immediately knew we needed to establish a culture, set a tone for our building.
I just try to bring attitude and effort to wherever I'm at, whatever the situation is, and I feel like if I can do my job at a high level, that's all I can be accountable for.
The way he approaches the game, the way he approaches every day, I think the team can kind of feel that. It's just a good vibe to be around, and every day you wake up wanting to come to work even more.
He is one of the most consistently positive personalities I've ever been around. You know, you hear the phrase, you know, light a fire within you, or that fire is more like a bonfire for him.
I think when you look at great organizations, they do something that separates them from the competition. And usually that something is a process or a set of systems that differentiates them. So my job here is really to help us create and implement those processes that we think are going to give us a sustainable advantage.
I think it's really important to create an environment that whatever your players do well, give them the opportunity to do it. I mean, if you have a skill level, I don't care what position it is, we're going to showcase him. If he can score touchdowns, we're going to give him opportunity to score touchdowns. If he can make down-the-field catches, we're going to let him make down-the-field catches.
We want to be suffocating. We really want to be dynamic and innovative. I think we all understand that we have a lot of work to do, and I think our players understand the expectation each and every day, and I think they're working extremely hard to meet that expectation.
Cleveland embraces expectations, and when Hugh Jackson signed on to the Cleveland Browns as its newest head coach in January, a level of confidence settled over the city. It also started to make the commitment of owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam to bring a winning football team to Cleveland feel more tangible.
Go early this morning. Gotta get going. Gotta be careful of the snow around here. Well, my daily routine really consists of when I wake up in the morning, I probably try to start with prayer to keep me strong through the day. But then after that, it's really thinking about the things that we need to accomplish. Every day, my goal is to come into work and have a great day. It's been a whirlwind. We've hired a staff, which I thought was really important, and those guys are in place. We were able to reach out to just about all of our players, and we've made some key decisions as we move forward. I think just recently we let two guys go who were part of the team a year ago, and those situations are always tough. But again, there's going to be some tough decisions that we have to make as we go forward, you know, to get this team the best that we can get it. I'm very excited about our staff, you know, and I think about the guys who have those lead responsibilities. Ray Horton, what a tremendous football coach who, you know, grew up playing in the AFC North, coached in the AFC North, and I know what he's going to bring to the table. Then I think about Pep Hamilton, a guy who was at Indianapolis, was their coordinator, who's decided to come along with me and help me on offense to kind of get this offense where we know it needs to be. And Chris Tabor is going to be our holdover special teams coach. He's so respected throughout the National Football League, and to me it was a coup in keeping him here. Then I think about Al Saunders, who's been, you know, with me almost at every turn that I've had. I think it's made a huge difference to have him here with me And then I think about the rest of the guys. It's like this whole, you know, staff has really come into focus for me because it's what I wanted to create, you know, for this organization. And I think we have the makings to be a really, really good staff.
Paul gets labeled as an analytics guy, which is about numbers. But Sashi is just as into numbers as Paul is.
The characteristic that that sticks out with both of them is that they're people that you can really work with. There's no egos there. They're men who are driven towards succeeding. They're driven towards goals that we want to accomplish as an organization. And it's not just about me or them. It's about us. And that's what it has to be as you move into these kind of situations as we're trying to become the best organization that we can. And that's our goal. You know, we have a mission that we want to be one of the best organizations in the National Football League. And we don't know how long it's going to take to get there. But one thing I do know, we're going to work to get there. And I think the thing that's been key for us is that we've really spent the time watching and looking at the guys and trying to really identify the guys that fit for us. Everybody can't be a Cleveland Brown, and we understand that. But there is a good group of guys that have an opportunity to be on our football team and help us get better. We have to win every day. It's not just winning on game day. We have to win off the field before you can win on the field. And we have to win within this building first and foremost for what we're trying to accomplish and putting this team together, getting ready for our off-season program, getting ready for free agency, getting ready for the combine. You know, I came here for a reason. I came here to win, and each and every day I think we have to have that mantra that we're going to do whatever it takes to win. And I think that's what this organization is committed to doing. It's a ongoing process all the time, and your mind's always spinning.
How you doing today?
All right. But at the same time, you're fixated on the goal, which is improving this team and winning.
All right, here we go. Another day to get better.
In the end, it's winning that will mark the success of Coach Jackson and his staff. But this is a marathon, not a sprint. And the starting line is the 2016 draft. Up next on Road to the Draft, see inside the NFL Combine like never before and meet the staff that will be making the decisions that will shape the future of the Browns.
We are confident there will be a number of starters that we'll be able to pull out of this draft that will help us, you know, Sundays. And I think the fans can be excited to know we'll come away from the draft a much better football team.
For more than 30 years, the NFL Combine has tested a potential draft pick's strength, stamina, mind, and spirit. The grueling week is not often described fondly by players who passed the test and went on to be drafted. It's a make-or-break opportunity for both players looking to be drafted and the teams looking to improve.
The first thing about the Combine, it's an exciting time because it's the first opportunity to really dive into the video of the players, to really prepare for the evening formal meetings that we have with them, to also have a chance to see them do some of the drills and skill testing that they will do, and get an overall evaluation of the player that's different than just watching videotape or going to a school and working them out.
The two important things for us is to come away with a good understanding of medical condition of the players, and also to the extent that we can over the week, the character.
You know, at the Combine, you'll do everything from getting physical examinations to, psychological evaluations to, meeting with players, obviously, in the interview room, and then obviously getting sort of what we call verified measurables, whether it's height, weight, speed, body fats, all the players that participate.
There's so many different questions that we ask, about them personally. About their time as a football player, about their style of play, about the type of coaching that they like or don't like. And so I think what it allows us to do is figure out, will this player fit, within what we're looking for?
You want to bring people in who are oriented to want to be part of a team, want to trust, and low ego guys who are really competitive. There's a lot of stress, obviously, that goes into these jobs and over the course of the season that you're going to confront. And so if you have people that are oriented to be together and stick and support trust each other in their roles, and, you know, we'll be well.
You know, the players that we want to be Cleveland Browns are going to have a passion for the game. We want to bring guys in this organization who are going to represent us well, not only on the field, but in the community. And when we get to the 53-man cutdown, I want 53 guys who fit that mold.
We want to have a sustainable football team that we want to build that's going to be very good for years to come. We don't want to be a one-year wonder. There's no quick fixes here. I think we all understand that. I think we know we have to roll up our sleeves and grind this out to be the best we can be.
Really what we need to do is not, you know, have a 40-inch vertical, but what we need to do is go out and play football on Sunday in pads. So we'll rely primarily on the tape to evaluate the players and not let ourselves get allured by things that are done here on the field that really don't translate necessarily to Sundays.
The information that you receive from the combine, it doesn't form sort of the meat and potatoes of the player evaluation, but it supplements a lot of the film work that our scouts have done over the course of the fall.
We are confident there'll be a number of starters that we'll be able to pull out of this draft that'll help us, you know, Sundays, and I think the fans can be excited to know we'll come away from the draft a much better football team.
We're expected to win, and that's what we're here for. I really believe that our fans, I believe our organization, I think the city, I think the Dog Pound can truly expect a turnaround starting this year.
Before the journey can continue, the men who will wear the orange and brown have to be selected. One of the people influencing those decisions is Chisholm O'Para. He's been on the scouting staff of the Browns for almost 12 years and credits Browns greats Ozzie Newsome and Paul Warfield as men who shaped him into the talent evaluator he is today. And at the heart of the combine, there's no bigger test of an athlete than the 15 pressure-packed minutes he's in the interview room.
So we're here at the Crown Plaza where all the formal interviews take place during the evening time. And we're going to give you a sneak peek on kind of what goes on behind the scenes. It's obviously a very exciting time of the year. It's a little different for us scouts because really our busy time and our go time starts once the season ends. And we consider this to be our Super Bowl, you know, leading up to the draft here. So it's a time, you know, obviously with the new coaching staff coming in to kind of get on the same page with them, get together with the coaches and learn their philosophies and kind of what they think is going to make the best player and what they like out of each position. So having Hugh and his staff in the building has been great. You know, they're a very energetic bunch. They like to teach. They like to communicate. So we've all been working together to kind of make sure that we're all on the same page as we go out and find players to add to the team. When the player walks in, we sit him down, have a brief introduction, and jump right into the interview. You only get 15 minutes, so it's important that you kind of maximize your time with the player. During the week, we'll talk to about 60 guys that we have interest in, guys who we may have question marks on going into the draft. And this process to me is so important because it is your opportunity to sell yourself to an organization and to prove that you know, that your merits and why that we should invest money in you and invest a draft pick in you. We got some stadium seating back here where we have myself, Bobby Vega, and a couple of the other scouts will sit and watch and kind of take notes, just so we have our own opinion of the player, and when we discuss the player, we can kind of all have input into the discussion. Between his college film and between just the whiteboard and going through X's and O's, we try and drill down on the mental learning part and kind of see how he does when it comes to retaining information and kind of explaining his college offense and his understanding of what they were asking him to do. When we're watching tape, a lot of the times we see stuff happen and we don't know, you know, is that something that he's coached to do or that's something that, you know, he did wrong? So this is a player's chance to really get up on film and describe what he's seeing on tape and describe why he did certain things and kind of talk us through his learning process and kind of how he sees the game. You know, the interviews are very pressure-packed, 15 minutes, so you don't want to infer too much or infer too little about what a guy says in 15 minutes. It's a very stressful time for the athletes, but you do want to get a feel for guys. If this is a guy that I'd be fired up about having on our team, and the perfect example of that is a guy like Danny Shelton last year. You know, you saw his energy that he played with on the field, but he walked in, you know, he was hugging everybody, he was very energetic, and very quickly into the interview process, you knew that this guy was good for the culture. He's a guy you wanted to bring in the building because he lights up the room, and he kind of brings that energy just naturally. It's a job interview in many ways. It's the first time that the coaches get
you know, their chance to kind of go from the tape and what they've heard about the player to seeing it in person and getting a feel for whether this guy is going to add to our team or somebody who we're looking to build around as we go forward.
Coming up next on Road to the Draft, the players return to the practice facility and begin the training program that will ready them for the grind of the season ahead. Physical renovations in Berea are also underway and were apparent as the veteran players reported on April 4th. Their first stop in the building was with Coach Adam Beard. As Director of High Performance, Adam is an innovator in the ever-important strength and conditioning program and has challenged the players to think about their bodies in a whole new way.
This is where you're going to get repeat power.
High performance involves, you know, the physical performance. So it directly oversees strength and conditioning, nutrition and sports science, but also integrates. So it pulls together athletic training, psychology and into that high performance model, and making sure that the athlete's got kind of like a one-stop shop for his performance. Try not to make strength and conditioning a sport, so we're trying to evaluate our needs analysis for each position and then each player, and then kind of formulate a plan from there. You know, different positions elicit, you know, different needs and requirements. So I've put a specialist strength coach for the linemen, and then kind of the mids, so tight ends, linebackers, running back, and then the other guys, we put that with receivers and DBs. And then we've also got a specialist strength and conditioning coach for the quarterbacks, because they're quite unique. You know, no one throws and stuff like that in the other position, so it didn't make sense to you know, Josh McCown with Joe Thomas. It didn't make sense, so we've tried to become more specialised. And then we get to work with position coaches and athletic trainers, a lot more specific for the players, and I think they've taken that on really well.
Workouts have been really good. You know, it's a different approach we're taking right now with Coach Beard, but it's great, you know, where everybody's getting good work in and loving it, having fun.
It's a lot more hands-on instruction, and it's benefiting us as a team and especially as wideouts, because we're doing specific drills that cater to what we need, you know, like our hip strength, hamstring strength, knee strength, and explosion. So far, so good, man, and I know it's just going to get better.
You know, a receiver will look right through the weight room, and he might look up the platforms, and you know, the linemen are doing different things, the tight ends are doing different things, so you know, then they feel that they're getting specialist stuff for their position. So I think it gives them more confidence, and we're able to explain why we're doing things.
It really gives you affirmation on what the drill is going to actually help you with on the field, or actually, you know, like today we were doing pull-ups, and Coach Beard said that, you know, this is going to work on your back muscles, you know, and make you be a stronger tackler. I mean, everything he does, he believes in a lot of Olympic lifts, conditioning, and he said that the more condition that we're in, the best shape we will be in. So I like it. Actually, I love it.
My coaching style is very much trying to get the message across, tell the players why. I think they should always be able to question us, and we should have the answers, or if we don't, we find the answers. So to refine that. And that's kind of how I've put the staff together in my section, is really experienced people understanding, you know, different parts of football and skill sets. So I think they've taken that on well. I think to get really experienced and good coaches has really helped. But it's all about collaboration. So, you know, lots of meetings with the head coach. You know, Coach Jackson's been really good communicator for me, know exactly what he wants. You know, Joe Sheehan I meet with the cooking staff. I meet with my sports scientists, just meet with a lot of people to formulate the plans.
I really believe that this is going to be my best offseason. I can just tell from his perspective on things and his mindset. I really think that those certain exercises is what I need to be at my best. So if I feel that way, I'm quite sure everyone on our team will.
Yeah, excited. It's coming along really well. We're quite detailed. I'm very technical. You know, I come from that kind of physiology, biomechanics sort of thing. So, you know, I want to make sure that everything's been, you know, put in to how we want it. So, yeah, it's going really well.
Let's break it down on expectations, Great.
Preparation for the season continues with the vets, and perhaps no player has as much to live up to as tight end Gary Barnidge. With a standout season that saw more than 1,000 receiving yards and a team record 9 touchdowns, Gary signed a contract extension and committed to be a part of the Browns for years to come. He's returned to his Cleveland home from his offseason travels and is eager to get back to work.
Back in week 3 of the offseason program, offseason goes by way too fast. I love my traveling. Got to go do Australia, New Zealand, and do all this other fun stuff, and it's back at the grind now, though. So it's been a lot of fun. Back in my house, getting moved back in. So I got to hook up the PlayStation, of course. All season, I love to travel. I love to do different things and see the world and just enjoy my free time and let my body recover. Guys, I'm dominating this team. It's 11-1. But when we start back, it's time to go. And that's what everything else is on the side now. Now it's number one, it's football. That's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to a good season. I've liked the workouts a lot this year. You have one strength coach that works with the tight ends and running backs only. You have a strength coach that works with the offensive line. You have a strength coach that works with the receivers, a strength coach that works with their QBs. So you're not doing the same thing other guys are doing. You're doing what is needed for your position to succeed, which I think is a huge thing for us. They'll make sure guys aren't overworked or they don't kill themselves too much, and they monitor that kind of stuff. And that would be huge for the whole team. But it also, I don't have a lot of mileage on my legs because I didn't get a chance for the first few years of my career. So now that I've got it, I still feel good, no issues. So I'm ready to go. To me, my body and stuff, I feel like I'm 24. You're only old as you allow yourself to be. Well, I've shown that you can do it at 30. It's all in your mind. It's all how you work. Everybody's excited, want to get things turned around right now. They don't want to do it tomorrow. They don't want to do it next week. They want to do it right now. We're all buying into it, and we want to change things now. We don't want to do it later, and we want to show that to everybody. Nobody's going to have expectations for us, which is fine. We'll feed off of it. We like it, and we'll just keep going. I'm feeling good. I wouldn't have signed back if I wasn't. I wanted to be here when we turn this thing around. And I believe we're going to do it, and I want to be part of the reason why we do. So that was a huge reason why I did it. And then obviously the fans here are amazing. I think as long as they're behind us, there's no reason why we can't. We relish the fact that we get to play tougher teams. Every year in the NFL is different. You never know who's going to be good, who's going to be bad. You're going to have a few teams that are always going to be good, but then you're going to have teams that come out of nowhere. Why can't it be us? Like that's the motto you got to have at all times, because you never know what's going to happen.
After 7 years in the league, Gary Barnidge has been a revelation for the Cleveland Browns on and off the field, and will surely have his place in this new chapter of Browns history. Danny Shelton was a standout to scouts and coaches at the Combine, but it's when he was selected as the 12th overall pick in the 2015 draft that he won the hearts of Browns fans. When we come back, see how life has changed for the first-round pick and how he's embraced Cleveland as his home. Stopping the run is imperative to winning football games. And when the Browns recognized the lack of strength on the defensive line, they drafted an All-American lineman out of Washington, Danny Shelton. A year later, Danny has immersed himself in the city and is working hard to ready his body and mind for this sophomore season.
This is the Cleveland Browns cribs or what? This is my girlfriend, Mara.
Oh, Mojo. Hey. Mojo.
He just marked you, Dan.
And wipe up his shoe.
My love for the dogs didn't really happen until 2011, when my brother passed.
Okay.
When I got my first dog, Moni, you know, I decided to make the mistake of leaving her at home in the bathroom. One day, she just decided to chew on a pipe. She chewed on a pipe, flooded the whole apartment. Got some old poop here. Somebody didn't pick up. But yeah, they all have their own personalities. She's lazy. he's a freak and she's a emo. 5 years from now, I see myself having like a my own like shelter, taking in dogs, you know. This off season, I have it all planned out. I'm gonna be dedicating these next months, the start of the off season, to losing weight. I'm just doing, workouts with MMA. And then now I'm starting to double it up, doing lifts at the facility and then going to the gym at night to do my cardio. I can just, you know, tell that this next year is gonna be really, really good. I mean, we have a new coaching staff. Now I'm working on a new workout plan, and so I definitely can't wait till next season. Gotta get my shoes. I left it in the. Going off my first year, I mean, I just felt like it was a cool place to be. I mean, you know, I have fans who are dedicated. We didn't have that good of a season, but and we still have those fans who are cheering us on and, you know, hoping for the best. And so that's what I really loved about it, going off my first year. And so, you know, going into the off season, you know, I thought that, you know, only be best for me to stick around and, you know, get used to the area, experience, you know, the Cleveland culture. And, you know, I chose to stay here for my off season and, you know, be on my own, work out in, you know, just a random gym. I mean, you know, being able to socialize with my fans. I mean, that's what it's all about, really. I'd always get comments from the coaches, and you know, they're like, don't eat yourself out of the league. And so, I mean, at the time it was really funny, but, you know, I started thinking about it. There's a lot of guys who you know, get out of shape, you know, and, you know, can't really produce the way they used to be able to, and, you know, that risks a lot of injuries as well. And so I made a promise to myself, I committed to myself and my girlfriend that, you know, I'm gonna, you know, be dedicated to losing weight, be dedicated to training harder. I mean, going into your second year, it's gonna be, you know, learning from your mistakes, improving on your weaknesses, and seeking help, really. You know, being coachable, being able to ask for help. I think that's the biggest part when you're transitioning from a rookie. For me to be in the league right now, for me to be able to play the sport that I've always loved, for me to play in front of great, great fans, it just means everything to me. And so I can't really, you know, dwell on the negativity too much. You know, we're in a position where, you know, you could easily lose trust, easily lose faith. And for, you know, the vets, the coaches to, you know, help keep me, you know, uplifted, it was awesome because, you know, it really helped me, you know, learn, and it really helped me grow as a player. I mean, every year in the league is a blessing, and so I can't take that for granted.
Coming up, hear from Paul D. Podesta and the dream he has for the Cleveland Browns.
You know, and that's why the fans love the games, is to create those moments that for the rest of your life just make an impact on you. That's what I want to do here.
In a few days, the Browns will be on the clock, and the future of the team will be in the hands of a front office comprised of new faces and new ideas. While head coach Hugh Jackson and executive vice president of football operations Sashi Brown have draft experience in the NFL, there's a newcomer to the process in chief strategy officer Paul D. Podesta. Paul spent over 20 years in Major League Baseball, successfully transforming clubs into winners, and looks to do the same for the Browns. Together, Hugh, Sashi, and Paul share a single mission: to get it right.
We're super excited for the draft. I mean, we really are. It's really our first time to, our first opportunity to add a whole group of players, you know, under this sort of new leadership team and whole new coaching staff, a new personnel department, et cetera. And for us to all be working together, this is, again, the first big moves that we'll make that we think, you know, hopefully will help establish a foundation going forward. And we know it's also going to be a pretty big statement in terms of what we're about.
It's the Super Bowl for personnel, is the reality. And you can greatly change the future of your franchise. We think we're well positioned to do that. And we have thought through almost everything we need to do to make sure that we're in great position on draft night.
It's been a dream to put a lot of really good football players on our team and find men that can really help our football team. There are some guys who can really handle it, and we'll find some guys who are falling off a little bit that we'll have to dust off and pick them back up. That's just life in the National Football League.
Fundamentally, it really still is about people and about building teams and about trying to make sound decisions around those things, around people and teams. And that, it, to some degree, has been comforting for me because that's what I've done, for a long time and have a lot of experience. And I'm trying to learn as much as I can so that I can understand from a coaching perspective what it is we're looking for, so that we can also implement that on the personnel side and say, okay, what are things that we'd really like to implement? What are things that we'd like to change? What are some studies we would like to do so that when we come around next year, we feel even better?
We want to strive for excellence and win every day of the year, not just the 16, regular season games and four preseason games, but we're competing every day to beat these other teams. And from a personnel standpoint, it's critical we have that mindset, because while our Super Bowl is that one day on the draft, we have 364 days when the real work's getting done.
It's really exciting to give someone that opportunity, and that's all it is an opportunity. That player still has to come here and do it. And again, we want them to earn their way. We're not going to just hand them anything. They're going to have to earn the right to be on this football team, and that's what it's all about.
Hugh, in his mind, has a strong vision for what he wants his team to be. I think he wants it to be, tough, wants it to be relentless, certainly athletic.
I think the players are excited. I know our staff's very excited. And what's really important is just that we go to work. We're not worried about all the outside things that are being said or done. Our main focus is just keep stacking good days on top of each other.
I've started dreaming about draft night. I think that's probably a pretty good indication of just how much it's on all of our minds. I had a dream at one point that we were on the clock. There was a player we loved who was there, and for some reason we hadn't gotten the pick in, and the clock was down to 10 seconds, and I just started yelling, "Get it in, get it in, what are we waiting for?" I think it's all on our minds, for sure.
There is nothing that will help reinvent the Browns more than a successful draft, and the time for the work to pay off is nearly here. Coming up, meet the newly signed free agents that have already committed to make this team better. In the past few months, the Browns have made one thing clear: build the future through the draft. But that doesn't negate the importance of free agency. After losing veteran players like Carlos Dansby, Tashawn Gibson, and Alex Mack, the Browns had voids to fill, and they did so with leadership in mind.
Hey, all we got is right now. The past behind us and the future in front. All we got is right now. Let's make the most of this opportunity while we got it.
We actually think DeMario will come in and really expect him and champion him as a guy that can help establish a culture here and be a leader. He will bring, quite a bit of thump, and he will make plays towards the ball in both the run game, but he's fast enough and athletic enough to stay on the field all three downs and, be really productive in the passing defense as well.
I can't say enough about him. He's probably going to be the quarterback of our defensive football team. He has a tremendous passion for the game. He loves playing the game. I think he's tough, courageous. He's everything you're looking for in a linebacker. But more so than that, I think he has unbelievable leadership qualities. Robert Griffin is obviously, we're all excited about having him. I think he has the talent and the character and all the things that we're looking for in a quarterback to have a chance to come in here and compete.
He's got a great energy. Again, just a tremendous, tremendous hunger. Really eager to get better. And I think the combination of athleticism and arm talent that he brings to the table is a very, very rare combination and gives us a lot of potential upside if we can hit our stride with him. So I'm looking forward to see him compete for the starting job this fall.
Well, Raheem Moore is a young man from Los Angeles. Matter of fact, he's from my old high school. And he's a tremendous competitor. You know, I kind of know his background a little bit now that I've been around him. And he's going to be someone that we're going to count on. And I think he'll bring a veteran presence back there to our football team.
He's coming off what, you know, I think even by his standards, he'd call a down season in Houston. But as a guy that shows great range, that's not afraid to come up and tackle, but also has the ability to play the pass. And really, I think last year placed a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. We like guys like that.
The uncertainty of free agency is a difficult time to be a player. But for this group of men, the opportunity to play in Cleveland was one they couldn't pass up.
I had no expectations for what was going to happen in free agency because there's nothing that's certain in life when it comes to those things, especially the business of football. So I was blessed to have an opportunity to come here to Cleveland, and all you need is an opportunity.
We didn't know, you know, going into it what was going to happen, but, you know, after coming in on a visit to Cleveland and talking with the coaches, it just seemed like the right fit for me and my family, and so we were definitely excited, you know, to come here.
In free agency, you never know what team you're going to go to. You never know. You have no clue. I can speak for the Browns. I've known so much about this history. When I got the call, I already knew. I said, this is a great opportunity for me. And I had a few other choices, but I felt like the Browns was the perfect place.
In the eyes of so many of the team's critics, the word perfect is not often used to describe the Cleveland Browns. However, for these newcomers, it wasn't a winning record that brought them here. It was Hugh Jackson and his coaching staff.
I liked the first day, the first meeting of Coach Jackson, how he just talked about defense. He's a guy that's an offensive-minded guy, but now he's all three phases now, and the description that he wants his defense to play, it was fantastic to hear. I mean, it made me change my perspective on defense, just off 5 minutes of talking.
He's great with words, a great motivator, and I believe in him. And it's my job to go out and earn the respect of my teammates, earn the respect of the fans, and to prove him right for bringing me here.
This year, the Browns are going to be comprised of a very young roster. And in addition to an experienced coaching staff and good game plan, leadership is needed by the veteran core.
Anytime you come in to a new team, I think it's all about trying to find a way to grow together. Everybody brings a different dynamic, you know, to the building. I just try to bring attitude and effort to get the best out of me, and, you know, usually that kind of wears to other people and it kind of becomes contagious.
I'm so persistent with attacking the things that I want to accomplish. I try to do the same for the people around me. I'm going to push you. I'm going to expect you to work like I work and try to lead you in the right direction. If I'm annoying in the sense that I want what's best for you, then I'll be annoying.
On Sundays, I'm going to give it my all every down, every snap. I'm going to surprise a lot of people, and I really believe that I'm going to surprise myself.
I've learned a lot in my 4 years in the league, just having the opportunity to go through things that most people don't go through in an entire career, and then being blessed with another opportunity here in Cleveland. So, you know, I don't know if I've changed or anything like that. I think I've grown as a player, as a person, and I think that'll help me here, help me lead this team to victory.
With experience comes depth, and there's an honesty and hunger that the recently added free agents bring to the team and will serve as an example for the new draft picks. When we come back, Sashi, Paul, and Hugh are days away from their first draft. How do they feel about the responsibility to turn this team into a winner? In a person's life, there are often moments that you look back on and know it changed you forever. For more than 200 men, that moment will be at the 2016 draft. The decisions made by the Cleveland Browns front office will forever shape not only these athletes as individuals, but the future of the city.
This season is a grind. I think we all know that. And so you can't get too high for one game and too low for the next game. We try to stay really consistent. I know I do. And that's what I would preach to our football team. You know, we want to be a consistent football team week in and week out. And our goal is to win. We have to prepare to win, and we understand that there's a process to that, and we have to immerse ourselves in the process so that we have a chance and opportunity to win.
He has great energy. He really set the tone the first day when the players were back here in the building about what it is we're going to be about and what the expectations are, you know, from him and from all of us.
And we feel really good about the work we've put in with our coaching staff, with our scouts. Andrew's been tireless and done a great job. Ken, Kovash as well, and Paul's been tremendous. So we made the trade with the Eagles as we looked at our roster and our plan in terms of strategically how we want to build this roster. And so we're positioned to have now, 12 picks this year, and we feel great about positioning ourselves to have multiple picks in the first two rounds over the next 2 years as well. And so it's not an easy decision, but we had a lot of discussion about it. Felt really, really good about the haul we were able to get and how we're positioning ourselves to build to be sustainably a winning franchise moving forward.
It's just an opportunity to go out and try to get this football team where I think it can be. I think our guys have worked extremely hard in the weight room, and I give Adam and his staff a ton of credit for that. I think our guys have done a great job in the classroom, and again, our coaches have been outstanding.
There are a lot of players we like, and the toughest part will be narrowing it down. But I think we're going to be not only very excited on April 28th, hopefully we're even more excited on May 1st.
The most important thing I think we've done is change our perspective on who we are and what we can accomplish on Sundays. You know, but I've always been really honored to have the opportunity and privilege to represent the Dog Pound in Cleveland. So it's not just getting here, it's what you do when you get here.
It's going to be a tremendous opportunity for us and for our city and for our staff and organization to show what we are. You know, and again, we're looking forward to it. And we know it's going to be 16 fun-filled games.
April 28th is the beginning of the 2016 draft, and with it comes the excitement of the football season. No city in the NFL has the same passionate heartbeat as Cleveland. It's a new era in the history of the Cleveland Browns. The time is now to start chasing greatness.